The topic I want to present is an efficient adaptive media access control protocol for reliable broadcast in ad hoc network. All I preliminary and previously work and efficient efficient adaptive media access control protocol for reliable broadcast in ad hoc network. And we are going to analysis and are going to correct some error. And we also want to discuss the performance evaluation. We prepared the throughput performance of our result and about and attribute A02.11. In this paper, we address the issue of reliable broadcast at media access control. Let's make a layer. A reliable packet transmission is defined as successful delivery of the same packet from a source node to each neighbor. Reliable broadcast at the MAC layer is important because network layer control function need node to exchange topological information in their neighborhood. Many reaction routing protocols, such as DSR and LDV, strongly depend on the supported broadcast scheme. In the underlying media access control protocol, MAC protocol can be classified according to the access strategy employed: probability contention protocol utilize the rack and synchronous competition between neighboring nodes to determine which node will transmit next. Early examples include Aloha and CAMA. Best ever transmission protocol principally designed to support unicast packet transmission are unreliable. More recently, protocol include the IEEE 802.11 MAC standard, provide reliable unicast service by incorporating channel reservation schemes. A reliable unicast protocol can support reliable broadcast transmission. So, by simply sending a copy of packet to each neighbor, can achieve reliable broadcast. But it is the drawback of this approach that MAC protocol typically do not maintain link state information, such as the current neighbor of a node. Moreover, since the time to complete a broadcast increased with the number of neighbors, this approach is not scalable, and it will benefit greatly in terms of channel utilization by multicasting applications. Some MAC protocols, such as TDMA and TSMA, assign each node a transmission schedule. These protocols were primarily designed to support reliable unicast transmission by guaranteeing that each node is assigned at least one collision-free slot to each of its neighbors. However, most allocation protocols rely on rigid slot assignments, rendering them insensitive to variation in network load and the node connectivity. And another protocol, FTRP, one variable of the use TDMA protocol, periodically compute the TDMA schedule according to the current neighbor topology. A reservation frame is used in FTRP to compute the TDMA schedule, and the two successive reservation frame was separated by a set of data frame. A data can reserve a slot in a data frame by containing only in the corresponding slot in the reservation frame. In the rate at which topology change exceeds the rate at which the schedule can be updated, then the result is an unstable protocol, which can lead to the network failure. Recent efforts have focused on the combination of allocation-based and contention-based design philosophy to achieve a hybrid protocol that share the property of both strategies, like HRMA and CATA use the collision of avoidance scheme to contention protocol to reserve transmission slots. However, these two protocols are also susceptible to instability as the network load is increased. The reliable operations would not be achieved. We want to state some basic rule and describe abroad how to work. The wireless network is half duplicate, so a transmitting node is prevented from receiving at the same time. We assume that a node is capable of determining the current channel space, that is, whether there is a currently zero or one or multiple package transmission corresponding to an idle channel, accessible package transmission, or a package collision. The above is a hybrid MAC protocol. Support reliable broadcast transmission in ad hoc network. The above protocol incorporates a collision avoidance contention protocol, which each slot of a TDMA transmission schedule about obtain bounded SF delay from its base TDMA allocation protocol and remain stable for all traffic load and node topology. The above does not require link state information and is scalable. Since the time to reliable broadcast a packet is not dependent on the number of the neighbors. This slide shows about the author. Some basic idea of TDMA is time slotted and numbered 1, 2, 3, and so on. In each run, a node acts as a transmitter or as a receiver. This figure shows about how to work. There's the sub-slot. RTB is and CTB and RTB. We describe as below. reiterate about the protocol, about the integrated CSMA/CA based contention protocol within each start of TDMA allocation protocol. Each node is assigned a transmission schedule frame consisting of n slots, where n is the number of nodes in the work. There's one-to-one mapping between node and nodes and the slots, and each node has priority to access the channel in its assigned slot, just like this. And we explain how it to work. If a node has a broadcast packet to send in its assigned slot, it immediately transmits a request to block, that's RTB, control port packet. Each neighbor of the S then responds with a show clear to broadcast, that's CST, control packet. Therefore, if the channel remains idle, throughput the sensing interval, any other node T with the broadcast package may attempt to claim the slot by sending its own RTB. A neighbor of T responds with the not to broadcast package if and only if it detects a package collision. The presence of collision indicates that two or more nodes are contending for a slot. If node T detects node not clear to broadcast the packet, it then uses the remainder of the slot to broadcast its packet. Otherwise, its contention for the slot was unsuccessful, and T deferred transmission until its assigned slot or some later idle slot in the frame, as determined by the backup scheme, whichever comes first. We outline the principle and the operation of our protocol as figure 2, just like this. Our protocol EABMP integrated a CSMA/CA based contention protocol within each side of a TDMA allocation protocol. Each node is assigned a transmission schedule frame consisting of n slots, where n is the number of nodes in the network. There's a one-to-one mapping between nodes and the slots, and each node has priority to access the channel in his assigned slot. Just like this. And we explain how it works. Any node want to broadcast can attempt to compete. The competitor issue RTB control packet. Any node listening to the packet collision issue not clear to both control packets. And then, if a node is not the owner of the time slot and does not hear any reply, the node competes successfully. It has the right to broadcast in the coming data frame. If a node is the owner of the time slot, whatever it has received a reply or not, it has the right to broadcast. We can find that our protocol has higher performance than abroad because the contention slots are just two slots, comparing to abroad four contention slots. Our protocol decides the competition winner more quickly, so it can still work well in high mobility environment and can save more power. and then we are going to analysis and correct some error in the board. And some issue is we consider a network of n identical nodes with the homogeneous row distribution. The model follows a board that represent the transmission radius of the node. A two and let A denote dimension geometric area in which all the nodes move. We first approximate the average number of nodes within a two hub neighborhood. For any two nodes being in each other's transmission radius, cumulative distribution function of this distance x separating them in given by this equation, where 0 less equal than x less equal than r. That's the expected value of x is like this equation 2. So the radius of the average two hub neighborhood is like that. The probability that there's a node in the two hub neighborhood is like this. The number of nodes in a two hub neighborhood is described by a binomial distribution. That's the average number of the node beta is in this area can be approximated by the state value, the equation 3. There are two distinct cases that need to be analyzed according to the whether or not the slot is assigned to a node. That alpha with the probability that a node gets a packet to transmit. The probability that a node contained for assigned so that can be expressed as this function, where P is the probability that a node contained for a slot. The probability that such a node is successful in his contention is by equation 4. Combining the two probabilities, we get the approximation of the node's average throughput, like equation 5. Through differentiation, we can find the optimal value of P. The P's optimal value is like equation 6, like this. Substituting 6 to equation 5, we obtain the equation 7. We can finally estimate the total network throughput by compute the average number of distinct two hub neighborhood, n slash beta, the equation 8. Substituting equation 3 into equation 8 and notice in beta converge to this function, we can estimate the optimal worst case throughput like this shows equation 9. From equation 9, we can find the total network throughput depending on the two hub neighborhood. Therefore, to evaluate the performance of our protocol, we model an ad hoc network consisting of 100 marble nodes operating within a 1,500 meter by 1,100 meter field with a maximum speed of 30 minutes per second, according to the random wave point model. Control frame size equal to 20 bytes, and the data frame size equal to 1,024 bytes. In the model, packet arrive at each node, follow an independent poison process with identical mean arrival rate. We compare the throughput performance of our protocol in above and IEEE A02.11 with broadcast only traffic offered low in the plot correspond to the aggregate data transmitted by the sender in megabit per second, while throughput refers to the total amount of data successfully delivered in megabit per second. And in figure 3, throughput obtained using our protocol has about 10% higher than using abroad. When the maximum speed increased to 60 meters per second, as figure 4 show illustrated, our protocol worked much better than abroad. Just like this is the figure 3. Through the comparing the our protocol and abroad and IEEE A02.11. And this is the figure 4. So as a result, we suggest the contention slot should be shorter in the high mobility environment. If the nodes are more static or the network is sparse, we should use more contention reservation slot to reduce the idle slot, as figure 5 illustrated, just like this. And that's too many competed slots. We explain how it works. If the node are more stacked or the network is sparse, we repeat n reservation. There are four subslots in a reservation. In the first subslot, any node wanting to broadcast can attempt to complete. Okay. Then the computer issue a RTB packet. In the second subslot, any node listening to the packet, collision or being a reserved node, issue a not creatable packet. Successful competitor send an RTB packet in the third subslot. The node hearing an RTB single should send a CTB packet in the fourth subslot. The node hearing RTB in the third subslot or CTB in the fourth subslot are called reserved nodes. In the following reservation slot, when reserved node hearing RTB in the first subslot, they should send a not creatable packet in the second subslot. We suggest the contention slot should be shorter in the high mobility environment. If the node are more stack or the network is sparse, we should use more contention reservation slot to use the idle slot. Okay.